and people are moving out. The old man is running. Glory to God. What a time and transition we are in. Amen. You know, the word says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, praise God. Yes. And it's a lack of knowledge of the truth. Would you turn to Genesis 1, please? Genesis 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, 26, and would you read it with me? Hallelujah. Then God said, let us make man in our image, and according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Over every living thing that moves on the earth. In other words, you and I were created in the image and likeness of God, not you and I. Adam and Eve was. Amen? Somebody got it. There was an area where we have a spirit, soul, and body. Amen? But there's the area of it, the divine character and integrity, which was lost. Amen? And so after the fall of Adam, after fall had happened, and they were lost, one of the first things that they lost was sight. So they could no longer see spiritually. Everything to them was blinded. They couldn't see beyond themselves. The second thing they lost was a place of fellowship. In other words, in the garden, they were removed from that place where God spoke to them face to face. Amen? One of the third things they lost was their dominion and authority, because Adam was called to name the animals. In fact, even the angels had to submit to Adam. And of course, the fourth thing they lost was their eternal life. Amen? And then the final and fifth thing, and we're going to talk, only bringing up five, there's many things that they lost, was the image and likeness of the integrity of God Almighty, and the sixth thing was hope. They lost hope. Those six things were major loss to humanity. And from that point on, the powers of darkness have been trying to alter humanity. The reason for the fall that the powers of darkness and Lucifer, Satan, caused them to fall was because they wanted to alter their state of being. If they could alter their state of being and put them in a condition where they were blinded, where there's no more relationship and fellowship, where they live for themselves and not for him anymore, where they removed from a place of true fellowship, hearing God, seeing the heavenly hosts, it altered everything from humanity. From that point on, every human being born into this realm was born altered. Does everybody got it? We were born in a fallen state of being. That's why we needed to be born again. And we lost all of these things. So now we see there's an altered humanity. And the powers of darkness are still altering humanity. Does everybody get it? They're trying to make sin common. How many of you know sin alters you? The presence of evil will alter you. There's what we call chemical warfare, where there's biological warfare too. Drugs and alcohol is chemical warfare. Hello? People don't realize that it's affecting them. Now they got vaccinations. That's also upgraded biological warfare to destroy mankind. People are deceived by it. Why? Because their eyes have not been opened. And until they're open, they're going to stop all of this foolishness and realize. So the powers of darkness that be are altering mankind. They're altering humanity, and they still are. And they're going to continue to do it till mankind eventually falls away, and it's all that's left is those that are altered in the image and likeness of the serpent. Is everybody okay? So we see that there's a battle over image and likeness. There's a battle over freedom. There's a battle over control. There's a battle over regions of the damned and the eternal regions. There's a big battle going on right now, and we're in it. Unfortunately, we're right in the middle of it. But fortunately, we know the truth because we are the redeemed. We've been rescued from those things. We've been filled with God's power. We have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to follow. We're willing to do whatever it takes to fulfill the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That puts you in a place of protection. That puts you in the secret place with God Almighty. That allows you to take dominion over every creeping thing and even a creepy person. Hello. Ephesians chapter 2. Now we have hope, don't we? Hallelujah. We see it happening, and it's continued to happen. Ephesians 2. Glory. In verse 11. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh who were called uncircumcised by what is called circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We are all in that state of being. Listen, remember we talked about homelessness is not having a home. Homelessness is not having God's presence. And there are millions who are homeless, even though they have a home. They are homeless without God's presence. Amen? Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you once, who were once far off, have been brought by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity or hatred that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. He came and preached peace to you who are far off and to those who are nearer. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. That's why you must be born again. Amen? And in that state of being, now again, I want to bring to remembrance that being born again is a state of being. It's a position. See, even though you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, hello? Means that your spirit has been born again, but you might not be born into that arena of the fullness of Christ. So in other words, you can be living in the outer court. Remember, to believe is to follow. So what the enemy is trying to do, and they're still trying to do right now, those who are not born of the Spirit, they're trying to prevent it from happening. They're trying to keep in an altered state of deception. They're trying to keep it in an altered state of fear. And those who have been born again, they're trying to remove them from the state of being born again into a carnal state of being, a flesh state of being, where the old man takes over and not the new. And they cannot, in other words, they're trying to prevent individuals from being fed from the throne room of God. They're trying to prevent individuals from getting in the presence of God. And they're doing a very good job of it. Amen? So there's a lot of distractions out there. People are living for themselves. Right now, there's a place of many people are in a survival mode out there. But in Christ, truly in Christ, you're in a surrender mode, not survival. Why? Because you know everything's going to work to the good no matter what, as long as you're in right standing with God. After the rebirth, born again, spirit, this is not, we're born of the spirit, not of the will of man. Amen? What begins to happen is a regeneration begins in an alterization in our humanity, in our way we live, the way we think, the way we breathe. We're no longer releasing breaths that are disgusting in the area of foul mouth and things to that degree. Amen? We are a new creation in Christ. We have, prior to all of these things, we have a free will. And that free will exists in everything that God created. So in this, there's a realm of individuals, which unfortunately is called the realm of the damned, who have taken their free will and utilized it in a rebellious state towards God. And those who have taken and surrendered their free will have followed Christ all the way. See, whether you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior or not, you still have a free will to follow or to rebel. Amen? Hallelujah. So in this, we have chosen to follow. Now, rebellion, of course, is a result of influence through the mental thoughts of the presence of evil. We call it sin. We know that sin alters, and that's what they're trying to make things common now. It's common to sin. Amen? Sin. You don't hear anything about rebellion against sin. You hear about the rebellion against everything else. There's a promotion of sin, isn't there? Why? Because it keeps a person in an altered state away from a born-again state of being filled with God's presence or following Christ. Its intent is to alter humanity in a controlled state of being that serve the fallen state of creation in its lustful ways of sin, transgressions, and iniquities, preventing at all costs the opportunity for man to be converted. They're preventing it. They're doing everything they can to prevent a man to be converted into his original state of being. Does everybody understand that? So what a battle we are in. So there's so much influence that we've got to begin to look at the area to where, you know, things that are promoting Christ and things that are not promoting Christ. Things that are, and we talked about some of this yesterday, things that are divine order or in order. Because if something's not in divine order, then it's not in order. It's not in order of God. That means we're rejecting God's orders. Amen? That is called rebellion. If things are not in divine order, it's disorder. That means there's rebellion. That means there's witchcraft. There's influence. There's mental attack. Thought patterns are being changed. So the powers of darkness are taking every opportunity right now to keep an individual, humanity, from being born again, or remove those who have been born again from that state of being. That's where we see the big battle right now. In John chapter 4. John 4. John, I'm sorry. John 8. John 8, 42. Hallelujah. Man, when people are being paid to take a vaccination, you better be careful. I mean, they're offering gift cards. I'm surprised they're not offering vacations. They should be offering the caskets. With every vaccination, you get a free casket. I posted the other day because there was a testimony of a girl. She was in the hospital. She said she got her second shot and got paralyzed. And she was in the hospital giving the testimony about it, how she was paralyzed from the neck down. And they're working on her to try and get her out. I mean, people are dying left and right from taking these shots. In fact, I heard somebody saying they did a test after a person got vaccinated, put a magnet right where it was vaccinated, and it stuck to it. Hello. I would say that's metals. Hallelujah. John 8:42. Let's speak it together. Then Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. He is a liar and a father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are what? Not of God. Look, when you talk to someone and they hate scriptures, man, I ain't speaking those scriptures. They're not of God. But I'm a Christian. No, you're not. You're not born again. You may think you're born again, but your heart isn't born again at all. People that hate scriptures and hate reading the word of God are not born again. Because that's where your food is at. That's eternal food for that new born again state of being. And to maintain that place, that is your eternal food. But people that refuse to do that, it's because they're really not born again. They think they are, but they're not. You know, the word says, be careful. Be careful who you associate. Bad company corrupts what? Amen. Good habits. So we've got to be careful. These are the children of the devil. He is a liar. Do we see all this now? I mean, they're finding more and more lies. Everything that you see right now politically and all kinds, that's all that is lies. Even this Corona, Budweiser, whatever you want to call it, virus, is nothing but lies. They've established a plague, yes, but it's a flu. It's a virus. Is it stronger? Maybe, yeah. For some people, yes. For some people, no. Some people just got it like, no problem, see you later. Everybody's been immune to it now, whether you got it or not. So whether you've gotten shots or masks, in fact, the ones that have the shot should wear the mask. 1 John chapter 3, because they're contagious. Hallelujah. You know, my wife was telling me she saw a sticker that says, if you wear a mask, you don't need to put a Biden bumper sticker on your car. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Let's speak it. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. So we see that there is a great exposure right now between the children of God and the children of the devil. Amen? And many people are bound by fear. They haven't read the mandate yet, I guess, that was released by the governor. You don't have to wear a mask. Because people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In Revelation chapter 2. But remember, they're trying to prevent as many people as possible from stepping into that born-again state of being in the Spirit. They want to keep them bound by fear. Revelation 2:8. And to the angel of the church in Samaria write, these things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulations, and the poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now listen. There's about 13 high-powered, wealthy families that control this world. And they're Satan and his principalities that control them. There are many fake Jews. If you notice, most of the wealthy ones are Jews. But they're really not Jewish. They are the synagogue of Satan. Does everybody understand that? They are fake. Just like the fake news and everything else. They are not truths. They are the synagogue of Satan. They hold the wealth. They come proclaim themselves as gods and goddesses. They think that they're God's gift to mankind. This is all over the world. Those are the ones who are controlling everything. If you ever looked at the last names of all the wealthiest persons, they're almost every single one is Jewish. Why? Because they are the synagogue of Satan. Is everybody okay? He said, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Again, fallen Jews, but imposters. They're associated with the synagogues of Satan. And Daniel chapter 12. And what is their money being used for? To prevent as many people from being born again. Or to remove those individuals from the state of position of being born again into a lost state again. That's why they have doctrines that says once saved, always saved. That's not the doctrine of God. Who you serve when you die is when you go, amen? In the book of Daniel, hallelujah, where are you, Daniel? Daniel 12. And verse 1. And at that time, Michael, the archangel, shall stand up, the prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at the time of your people shall be delivered. Everyone who's found written in the what? The book of what? Salvation. Through who? Christ Jesus. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awakened. And some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt or damnation. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. In other words, technology shall increase. Why will technology increase? Because so many things have been handed down. There's been things that have been handed down already that have been hidden from us. Humanity has been held back from all kinds of things. All kinds of things. I mean, we're beyond jet propulsion. We're beyond all of those things. We don't even need fuel. We don't need any of this stuff. But they're hoarding it all because they want to continue to control humanity in every area available. People are slaves of the powers of darkness. That's why you and I have been set free. We may live in this realm, but we're not from this realm anymore. Amen? Because this is actually the realm of the damned. Hello. So we see this technology through music, media, movies, all other internet websites. It's to alter humanity into more hatred, lust, and rebellion against the ways of the eternal life. There's a righteous side of technology which is being fulfilled. Because one of the things that the Word says, he says, before I return, the Lord said, my word must be preached in every place of the globe, the world, the earth. And only through said technology can that be fulfilled. So we are there now. That fulfillment can be fulfilled. That prophecy of fulfillment can be fulfilled now. Because there isn't a place on the earth where the word of God cannot be hindered. It can be preached everywhere. Somehow, somewhere, somebody's carrying that word. That is declaring it. And many are suffering the price for it. Being executed, cut up, burned at the stake. All kinds of stuff for declaring the truth of Jesus Christ. And Jude. In the book of Jude, in verse 3. Altered humanity. And look at how many people have been destroyed. I mean, it just baffles me in the area to where sweet people, they experimented with a certain drug, and man, they're destroyed. Their brains are burned, disconnected. They're now in mental institutions, they're on medication, all kinds of stuff. This is the chemical warfare that the enemy is doing. Drugs, alcohol, pornography, trying to bring control over the mind, promoting all of these things to prevent an individual from walking in a state of being born again, or even opportunity to enter it, or taking someone out of it. This is where we're at right now. There's an altering of humanity's way of life, and God is trying to bring things back, and we're going to see a huge God move. I'm telling you, it's going to be huge, because God ain't done yet. He has heard the prayers. We are at a time of exodus. That means something's getting ready to happen. When they exited, they left with all the gold, the silver, the cattle, and everybody left healed. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to come into what they call a Shemitah. And that's in September. And it's every 7 years where things, the land rests, you don't do anything on it, you let it rest, and things are released, debts released, and things to that degree. It's not a jubilee, because jubilee is every 50th 7 years, but it's pretty well, because we're entering, it's a special time in this coming September. I'm not going to talk all about it now, but it's the 70th seventh year, so we know things are about to happen. I'm telling you, the Lord's been telling me something's happening in September. I didn't realize it until yesterday. Hallelujah. All right. Jude, verse 3, let's speak it. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago, in other words, way past time, were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, these individuals, long ago, spiritual entities that have taken possession of humans, attempting to destroy and distract humanity from the way, truth, and life of Jesus Christ. That's what he's talking about right here. Verse 5. But I want to remind you, though, you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, which is bondage, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone astray after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering vengeance of eternal fire. Wow. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. When you defile the flesh, you alter the flesh. You alter who you are. Did you ever notice? Why does somebody's countenance change? Something's influencing them, isn't it? But they've been altered, haven't they? Their humanity has been altered instantly. You can tell by their countenance. Everybody sees it. You can tell yourself. Something's trying to alter you. Something's trying to alter your thoughts. Somebody's trying to alter you. Bring you back to the old man. Distract you. Keep you from moving forward into Christ. Try to give you reason, doubt, and unbelief. And to serve various lusts. Hallelujah. Psalm 9. Psalm 9, verse 15. Speak of the nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgment he what? Executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Now, again, it says that the Lord is known by the judgment he executes. So the world is going to know. The world is going to know by what is being going to be executed from God Almighty. Verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be just men. The wicked will be turned into hell. In Joel chapter 3. Joel 3, verse 14. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near to the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark. The stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So they shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no alien shall ever pass through her again. Again, we see here that many people are in the valley of decision. They don't know which way to go. They're being torn multiple ways. Many wanted to make the right choice, but haven't. Why? Because of what they're being fed. They're listening to too much stuff. You know, many people just don't want to be accountable or responsible. You know, I've heard many people, don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the truth. Why? Because if they know that they hear the truth, they're accountable. But let me tell you, whether they hear it or they don't, they're still accountable. They just don't realize it because they're still blinded. Amen? In Matthew 15. Matthew 15, verse 46. Oh, no. Matthew 15, verse 1. I'm sorry. Oh, glory. Let's speak it together. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your what? Traditions. For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus, you have made the commandment of God no effect by your what? Tradition." So understand that humanity itself, the rulers of human, carnal flesh, the demonic realm, is trying to keep their traditions going and create new traditions. They're trying to change times and seasons and laws. They're trying to remove the Constitution, which was created by God in this country. Same as the commandments with Moses. All of these things they're trying to alter. They're trying to promote sin and nullify what God wants in every area. They called them hypocrites. Jesus said, "They're hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you guys, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines, the commandments of men.'" Wow. The commandments of men. So we see that being promoted. You got to remember, all marketing, all advertisement, everything that's going on right now from the demonic realm is to prevent individuals from being born again. I mean, they're willing to pay people to not be born again. Think about that. With fame and fortune and whatever. Hey, we'll give you all this stuff, you know. Here's free everything. Just give me your soul. That's not how God works. It's how the devil works. See, to defile a man is to alter his state of being. I'm going to say it again. When a person defiles himself, they alter their state of being. Proverbs 27. Did you ever get around somebody who seems to be Jekyll and Hyde? You never know what they're going to come out like. Verse 19. As in water, face reflects face, so man's heart reveals the what? The man. Why? Because the desires of the heart will expose the man. What's his desires? Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Wow. The heart reveals the man. In other words, their choices reveal them. Again, there's many people that have a form of godliness, but they're really not after God's presence. They're just after what God's blessings. Amen. They're not after his presence. So the heart reveals the man the desires and choices, priorities, and order of their life. 1 Corinthians 15. In verse 46. First Corinthians 15:46. However, the spiritual man is not first, but the natural man, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And also is the heavenly man, who is also those who are heavenly. And we have borne the image of the man of dust. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit corruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I'm going to close at Psalm 17. Altered humanity. In verse 13, Psalm 17:13. Why are we hearing this? To bring us understanding. The word tells us the enemy's looking who he can devour, who he can deceive, who he can move back out of the state of being born again, or he can prevent someone from becoming born again. That's just what this is all about right now. Why? Because time is closing in. Things are getting shorter. Things are moving faster, if you haven't realized that yourself. We're getting older and older and older, but we're getting closer, closer, and closer. Amen. But don't let age stop you. It ain't going to stop me. I'm going to be 33 all the way till I go home. Psalm 17, verse 13. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down, deliver my life from the wicked with your sword, with your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure. They are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possessions for their babes. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I wake in your likeness. What an honor and blessing to be called and to be chosen. Now we want to be faithful all the way to the end. Amen? With the realization that there's an altered state going on of humanity, and you do not want to be a part of it or sucked into it. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Protect your word, your seed that's been imparted. Bring to remembrance those things that we can avoid any defilement and any alterization of our character, which is your character, in Jesus' name.